you're talking about. We've got the KN95.
Oh, yes. KN95.
You guys talking about this. Right. Yeah.
According to the CDC, an N95 is actually a respirator.
Oh.
That's the way it's classified. Mm. Is a type of respirator which removes particles from the air that are breathed through it. These respirators filter out at least 95% of tiny particles, and those masks are capable of filtering out all types of particles, including bacteria and viruses. But technically, it is not a mask. The official term from N95 is a respirator.
Mm. Okay.
Though it looks like a mask and everything else. Mm-hmm. It is also certified by the CDC and the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. It has this official certification. The KN95 is basically how it's certified. The certifications aren't up to the high standards of the N95.
Oh, okay.
Not to suggest the KN95s aren't as good. They still do a good job. The N95 masks are a bit more advanced overall and have a better breathability for most users. Oh, but if you can't find an N95, the KN95s work for you, too.
Next recommended. Okay.
Because, I heard you guys talking about this, and I wanted to look something up, too, on this. I saw in, when was this, USA Today from, just two days ago. It says that N95 masks are 95% effective. They are regulated by the U.S., by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health. K95 masks are also at least 95% effective, but are manufactured in China and meet Chinese standards.
Oh, we don't want those.
well, they're saying they are saying pretty much they are the same. Just one's manufactured in China, one's manufactured here,
and one gets the official certification.
Yeah, one gets the official certification.
So apparently, if the number 95 is there, doesn't matter what the letters are in front of it. You should be okay.
You're 95% protected.
Though, in this story I have here, as I was looking at various things, I saw a reference. I haven't heard a reference to this, and I might have missed it. The KF94 mask.
No, I have not.
No, no.
Okay, what is that?
I've never heard of.
It says here the KF stands for Korean filter.
Oh.
And the 94 indicates the mask's filtration efficacy. So apparently that's the 90s. Yeah, so. And the suggestion is, if you can't find the KN or the N95s, the KF94 is still okay.
Okay.
So.
Right. Well, yeah. It would be.
And they do say, for all these things that are talked about, much better than the cloth mask.
Yeah. Right.
And there's been a lot of talk about those where, in a lot of places, those cloth masks aren't even allowed anymore.
No.
You know, when they say that, you know, you have to be masked. You have to be even better masked than just a cloth.
Yeah,
mask.
The cloth. So the
retailers sold them as long as they could, and now they're gone. Eh?
Not
selling anymore.
No.
But there's your, because, I was intrigued, too, when you said that, because I really, you do hear these differences. What are, so.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The effectiveness
seems to be
okay. Thanks
for doing the research. That's good to know.
Thanks to the computer that we have here in the studio.
Right.
And what I perceive to be sources I will trust, since the CDC is referenced into here, as well as the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and from past research, too. So I think we're okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was my first question. Am I getting the right information?
Right.
Because there's a lot of it out there.